Commissioner Mike Hanley has a history of standing by Mount Edgecombe High School. Last spring, when the House Education Finance Committee began asking whether the state could still afford the boarding school, which, as a residential program, cost the state $4.7 million, Hanley ultimately defended keeping Edgecombe as is.
I surely hope that there's not, across our legislature, that there's not support to get rid of Mount Edgecombe. It just doesn't make sense to me.
And last week, when ANSEP proposed taking over the facility, Hanley rushed to Edgecombe's defense.
Here's a program that has a proven track record with all the attributes and strengths in place that they felt like they would like to take over.
ANSEP was founded by Dr. Herb Schroeder in 1995. Schroeder spoke with Hanley prior to his presentation before the House Education Committee and laid out his plan. He wants to adapt ANSEP's largely STEM-focused summer program into a three-year boarding school that would feed students into the University of Alaska system. Speaking with KCAW on Monday, Hanley says he supports both programs and was disinclined to allow one to take over the other.
You know, I love Mount Edgecombe. I mean, and ANSEP is another great program in the state. We have supported them for a long time. I think it's fair to say that there's definitely a need to increase STEM protocols. But I also say there's a definite need for high-quality residential schools that allow students to go in all kinds of different directions, not just STEM fields.
ANSEP has recently clarified that its high school would also offer tracks in psychology, elementary education, and business management. Yesterday, the Board of Regents and the University of Alaska Administration issued a statement saying they did not have a hand in generating ANSEP's proposal. Their statements also expressed concern that the idea wasn't, quote, rigorously reviewed by the Department of Education and Early Development, which Hanley led. Bill Hutton, the superintendent of Mount Edgecombe High School, calls Hanley an outstanding human being and says that his dismissal is hard news to swallow.
He's been a big fan and a big supporter and made that known around the hill, I guess, a political hill, and that's really important to us with a man of that stature and position is really supporting Edgecombe. Again, I'm not presupposing that the next person is not. I'm just saying that he has been outstanding in his support of Mount Edgecombe High School.
Dr. Susan McCauley will take over as interim commissioner on March 1st. And in light of the turnover, Hutton says, we'll swing with the change and do the best we can. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwonk.